97.9 FM, WCHL, and chapelboro.com present Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Listen as Sharon Hill discusses trending topics in today's business world with entrepreneurs and leaders in the community and what they're doing to provide innovation and guidance for success. Find this and all episodes at WCHL's chapelboro.com. Now, Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. My guest is Laurice West, who is the founder of Laurice West Studios. Laurice, thank you so much for coming to see me today.
Sharon, it's really a pleasure to be with you here in the studio.
Thank you. Laurice West Studios. Laurice, what is it?
It's singing lessons for active and aspiring professionals and voice coaching for career-invigorating speaking.
That's it. Right? Now, what are your qualifications to be able to do what you do?
I studied voice for 12 years in New York City, and I've been teaching for 23 years. And I am from a family of musicians and artists. So I started studying music when I was young. I play several instruments. I studied science, nursing before I went to college, and science in college. And as I was working in New York City as a medical researcher, I was studying voice. So I have this science background, which gives me an attention to details. So I'm very good at diagnosing vocal problems and quickly having people have immediate improvements in their tone, their range, their ease. I basically guarantee improvement every single session unless they're not doing their homework or they've been sick.
Okay. Well, now, what kind of clients do you have, Laurice?
I work with singers who are performers, or they're on a professional track, perhaps as a teenager. They need to know that that's what they want to do, or they're actively performing right now. The only people who are not specifically on a professional track that I work with are gospel or spiritual singers, because that's a special place in my heart.
Yes, yes. How young can your client be?
Well, before I specialized in performers specifically, I worked with people of any age, and I started at age 4 and worked up to age 70. People can sing actually their whole life. Singing is a human activity as speaking, and I wish we had all been taught to sing when we were 2 years old because people wouldn't need my instruction. But what happens is that because we weren't taught to sing when we were taught to speak and write and read, that everybody has tried to figure it out by themselves. Can you imagine teaching yourself to read by yourself?
By yourself? No.
Crazy, right? So what happens is people come in with all sorts of pushing and shoving and habits that are really inefficient and not working for them and not giving them the best sound with the most ease.
Do you ever find people who think, I just don't need this because I'm a natural singer, therefore why would I need a professional coach, if I can call you a coach trainer? You ever find somebody who just says, why would I need to have your help?
Well, I'm not here to convince anyone that they need my help. It's basically people come to me because they've got a pain point. Something's not working. They're losing their voice. They're really frustrated that they've been working for a long time with no improvement. Their voice is cracking. They are professional and they do not have a legendary voice. They do not have a $5 million voice. They want to go to that next level. They want to be absolutely recognizable. They are sounding too much like their influences, so they're not unique. What happens is somebody is unique, and then you have 10 imitators who come out because people haven't taken the time to develop their own unique style. But more than that, everybody has their own unique voice, similar to their own fingerprint. But what happens is you have to take away all the imitation muscles, the way you have imitated other people to find your own voice. And what happens is you end up singing or speaking with much more ease. But that takes some time. So the only people who come to me are people who know they want this, or they haven't been singing for a while. They want to get themselves back in shape. They want to get back out there recording and performing. Mm-hmm. So they're really dedicated. That's why I only work with people who are absolutely dedicated to their art right now.
I understand. Now, once somebody finds you, Larice, about how many sessions does it take until they can reach that nirvana point where they think, aha, I've got it?
Well, I offer a beginning package, which is an initial meeting and two lessons for singers or two sessions for voice coaching clients. That gives them a chance to see, is this what I want? Is this the right teacher for me? This is people's heart, their art. This is like a baby. You don't want to take a baby to have someone say, oh, your baby's so ugly. Or they need to know that I'm here totally lifting them up. And the adjustments that I give them are to have them become more powerful and more themselves. Then if they want to continue, they need to commit to at least 24 sessions, either as a speaker or as a singer, perhaps like a gospel singer. If they are on a professional track, let's say they're an aspiring professional, they need to commit to a whole year, which is 48 sessions. And the reason why I don't take people for any less is a couple of reasons. One is that repetition is needed to learn a new skill. With everybody, I am pulling away the old inefficient skills, which are second nature, muscle knowledge. So first they have to become conscious of what they're doing.
Right.
Then they have to have enough repetitions of what's correct and what's easier, more efficient, giving them a better tone, better sound, better ease, more range, more tonal flexibility. They have to learn those things. That takes repetition. And just look, if I was going to learn French or Greek, you can't, or basketball,
right,
you can't go to two sessions and expect you're going to be on a professional level. But even if it's a seasoned pro coming to me, we need some time to rework things. For example, when a professional athlete goes to a new coach because they want to up-level things, it's not three sessions. It's committed work together. So the other thing that comes up, which is very interesting, is that people go into their natural blocks. I didn't understand this until I was teaching 9, 10, 11 years. And I noticed a number of people jumping out of their sessions at about session 12.
Really?
Yes. And I started to say, what the heck is going on? And what I started to realize is they were creating a lot of drama. Drama about the cancellation policy, drama about this, criticizing themselves, criticizing me. And when I started to understand it, what I realized it was the ego.
The ego.
The ego was trying to prevent them from going forward. They say, I want to be more expressive.
Right.
I want to communicate more.
Yeah.
I don't want to be so shy.
Right.
I want to be more out there. And they were starting to manifest that, and the ego was freaking out.
Let's hear some more about that in our second section, because this is fascinating information about trying to teach somebody a skill that they want, and yet the ego blocks it.
Thank you.
Larice, give us your contact information very quickly.
My phone number is 919-383-4876, 919-383-4876, and it's LariceWestStudios.com. And Larice rhymes with Maurice, and it's spelled L-A-U-R-E-C-E, LariceWestStudios.com.
Thank you, Larice. Let's take a break, and when we come back, let's hear more about your fabulous studio. You're listening to WCHL 97.9. Please don't go away. We'll be right back. We are back. Thank you so much for staying with us. My guest today is Larice West, who is the founder of Larice West Studios. Larice, when we left off, you were saying that after people finish your basic three package, you asked them to stay for at least 24 more sessions, but you found something happened at lesson 12, something about the ego. Would you please continue with what you were saying?
Yes. So just to reiterate, I teach singing lessons to active and aspiring professionals, and voice coaching for career invigorating speaking. And after my beginning package of three sessions, if someone wants to continue, I ask them to commit to at least 24 more sessions for speakers and gospel singers. And for aspiring professionals, a year package.
Right.
Okay. So before I had these packages, about 15 years ago, what I discovered was people were jumping out of their sessions. Session 10, session 11 or 12, and they were quitting. And what I started to realize, I think this is when the universe was starting to teach me this as a teacher, was that people were reaching their blocks. There are reasons why people aren't doing what they say they want to do. Unconscious fears, their family beliefs, criticism from the inside or outside. Maybe they were shy. They come up against what some of their inner fears are, reasons why they would limit their success. So they come saying, I want to be more expressive. I want to sing. I want to sing professionally. I want to go to the next level as a professional. There are reasons why people haven't done this. So I start to train them and they start to manifest this. They start to vibrate.
Right.
Maybe they have grief behind this. What happens when we want to cry and we don't? We've got a lump in the throat. What is that? That's the vocal cords closing down. So we're vibrating this area. Maybe there's grief, that maybe, you know, how singers and speakers can be so expressive emotionally.
Yeah.
Well, we're starting to loosen all this up.
Uh-huh.
So what happens is the ego will start to freak out because it wants to maintain the status quo. And it will, at that time, people were criticizing me, they'd criticize themselves, they would start to have problems with payments, all this drama started being created. So now I have very clear studio policies that we understand, we agree to, we actually sign an agreement.
Good.
So we don't have to deal with any of that drama.
Yeah.
It's very clear. But then what happens is now I recognize when this is coming up and I can hold the space and I say, you are about to become more expressive, more you, more powerful than you have ever been before, and you don't know what that looks like. And what's happening right now, they've stopped criticizing me. That was
That's
long time
good.
Ago.
Right. That's a good thing.
But they start to go into all this stuff. And so I have a way of just gently guiding them around it. And if you look on my website, I have all these amazing testimonials. Yes, I'm talented and I trained and I know what I'm doing. But part of the reason people are so ebullient about how good I am is because they had powerful breakthroughs.
That is amazing. They're finally manifesting what they came to you for.
Yes.
But then you've noticed over period of time, that blockage at number 12.
No, it's not specifically. It's different for every person, and there can be multiple blockages.
Oh.
So what happens is you move to one level, then you keep up your work. People will stop their work sometimes when they need to slow it down.
Right.
So part of it is getting people into their routine and doing the work.
Okay.
Because all learning is repetition. So all skills are repetition. Over and over and over. And we have to find a way to make it enjoyable, wonderful,
and let's talk
exciting.
About some of your other clients as well, because I imagine some people might come to you who may have foreign accents, even U.S. accents, southern, northern, clipped, drag out Mississippi. Does anybody ever come to you with saying, help me talk like Walter Cronkite? If anybody knows who Walter Cronkite
They haven't
was.
Said Walter Cronkite. But one of the taglines I said once was, would you like to speak like Martin Luther King, yet you feel like Daffy Duck?
Good analogy.
Right.
Yes.
So people can be very nervous. People come to me with accents. I've worked with a number of people from the Duke International Law School, the Duke Business School, graduate students. Most of those people that have come have been international students.
Yes.
And they're moving out into business or they're going on interviews and they have challenges with plurals and tenses and accents. Different languages have different rhythms than English. So part of it is learning a different music, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
because their brain thinks in the rhythm of that language. If you think of world music, language is the same.
Of course.
There's different rhythms and they need to be understood. And people will come to me from business also who want to be more out front with their business. They want to market more. They want to speak more to clients with more comfort, to speak to groups with more comfort, and people don't understand them. Or if they throw in what I say, I have a Chinese student right now who came to me because she was interviewing for internships. So we got her through the interview successfully.
Good.
And but now we're working on tenses and adding a plural where it's not supposed to be. And one thing she told me, which I didn't realize, that Chinese does not have tenses and it does not have plurals. So she doesn't think that way. So we have, she has it in writing, but we need to program it in when she's speaking. Because what happens when someone is flowing with their language and they skip something, we notice, and it's like they went, boom, a big sign went off.
Yes.
And it interrupts the flow. It interrupts the comprehension. Also, some people are speaking too rapidly.
Right.
They don't breathe. They're not physically comfortable.
Right.
There are cultural differences in terms of the way we communicate.
Yes.
An Indian man came to me, and he said that he was listening a lot and asking questions, and their psychology, if they're, they have reported that if they're a few women and a man, the women will ask questions.
Yes.
And that the men weren't respecting him. And I said, because men in this culture interrupt and proclaim their thoughts.
Yes.
That's countercultural. So
let me interrupt at this point, too,
yes,
because that's a strong point. And
yes,
for the sake of this time, let's give him very quickly your contact information for those who are listening and saying, I have to contact Maurice.
My phone number is 919-383-4876. 919-383-4876. And my website is www.lauricewestudios.com. And Laurice is spelled L-A-U-R-E-C-E. Rhymes with Maurice.
Perfect. Thank you. We'll take a break, and when we come back, let's hear more about Laurice West Studios. This is WCHL 97.9. We'll be right back. We're back again. My guest today is Laurice West, who is the founder of Laurice West Studios. Laurice, your business is so amazing. From a business standpoint, how do you market Laurice West Studios?
So first of all, I am always learning. I'm learning new business techniques. To that effect, I have been a client, or I should say a student, of the Client Attraction Business School. You can look that up online. I've been a student there for a couple of years. The founder, Fabian Fredrickson, is a marketing expert. So I've been continuously learning. You can get a free CD there. You can get free information every week. She sends out a newsletter. Since I've been there, I have a newsletter that you can sign up for on the homepage of my website, which is Singing and Speaking Tips. I also have an ebook, Speak with Ease for Speakers, that you can download. I advertise on Craigslist 3 times a week.
Oh.
I record videos and send those out on YouTube. I have a YouTube channel you can look at, Laurice West Studios YouTube channel. There's instructional videos there.
Uh-huh.
And the latest thing I have done is joined BNI, the Bull City Business Leaders.
Mm-hmm.
There I stand up and I give a 30-second commercial about my business. Now, I invite anyone who would like to be my guest, any business owner who would like to be my guest there, to come, because I have found for myself and through my guests that just standing up in front of 60 people, giving your commercial, so energizes your business that business will come in from the side, because you're proclaiming to the world who you are and what you do. And I would be so happy to have you be my guest one Thursday in Durham from 11:15 to 1:15. So call me if you would like that also. Everybody I have invited has had clients literally calling them after they said yes to being my guest.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good testimonial.
It just energizes,
yes,
the air around,
yes,
you that, yes, I'm willing to put myself out there on a bigger level.
Yes. Well, that's a bunch of different things for marketing. And I assume because you're meeting all the generations with the techniques that you use, Laurice, that's got to be effective. In the minute that we have left, why don't you go ahead and give us your contact information one more time.
919-383-4876. 919-383-4876. Laurice rhymes with Maurice, and it's spelled L-A-U-R-E-C-E, West. My website is lauriceweststudios.com.
Perfect. Laurice, thank you so much for coming in today and speaking with us.
It's been such a pleasure.
Pleasure. Thank you. You've been listening to 97.9 WCHL. My guest today has been Laurice West, who is the founder of Laurice West Studios. That's our show for today. Thank you so much for tuning in.